Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Surgeon's Mate by Patrick O'Brien. Author's note. Great men can afford anachronism, and indeed it is rather agreeable to find Crusader reading the Lives of the Saints, or Hamlet going to school at Wittenberg, but perhaps the ordinary writer should not take many liberties with the past. If he does, he sacrifices both authenticity and the willing suspension of disbelief, and he is sure to receive letters from those with a greater love of precision than himself. Only the other day a learned Dutchman reproached me for having sprinkled eau de cologne in the forepeak of HMS Shannon in my last book. The earliest English reference to eau de cologne, said he, quoting the Oxford Dictionary, is in a letter of Byron's dated 1830. I believe he was mistaken in assuming that no Englishman ever spoke of eau de cologne before that time, but his letter made me uneasy in my mind, all the more so since in this present book I have deliberately kept Sir James Samares in the Baltic some months after he had taken the victory home and struck his flag. In the first draft I had relied on the Dictionary of National Biography, which maintained the Admiral in command for my chosen period. But then, checking in the memoirs of one of his subordinates, I found that in fact another man had taken his place. Yet I did want to say something about Samares, an outstanding example of a particular type of sea officer of that time, deeply religious, extremely capable, and a most effective diplomat. So as I really could not rearrange the calendar any more, I decided to leave things as they were, although out of some obscure feeling of respect for that noble ship, I omitted all reference to the victory. The historical sequence, therefore, is not quite exact, but I trust that the candid reader will grant me this amount of license.